There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Today, we actually have a special guest with us, Cameron Christensen and Anthony J. Faso, CPA, with Infinite Wealth Consultants and Infinite Wealth Podcasts. And I'll give a brief bio on these two. Anthony J. Faso is a proud U.S. Army veteran and self-described recovering CPA. I like that. Anthony has a strong commitment to the well-being of his clients underserved by the typical Wall Street-based approach to financial planning. Anthony's story is compelling as his vision of alternative wealth management. Anthony was a CFO of a chain of restaurants. He was discovering what his path to financial independence would look like. He was also teaching and coaching individuals and business owners about money and investing. Cameron Christensen is a husband, father, and a maverick when it comes to investing and seeking investments outside of Wall Street. Co-founder with Anthony of Infinite Wealth Consultants, as well as the Infinite Wealth Podcast. Welcome, guys.
Glad to be here. What a great introduction. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We are so excited for our listeners to get to know a little bit about yourselves and the infinite banking concept. Why don't you guys start us off by telling us a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, a little bit about me is I actually grew up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a tiny little town. And I know a little bit that you guys were high school sweethearts. That's where I met my wife as well.
Sweet. We have something in common.
Yeah. And I got three kids, but we now live in Vegas. We've been in Vegas for 15 years, and that's really where kind of my entrepreneurial side took off is when we moved here. I originally came for schooling, but I actually started a business relatively soon after moving to town. And it was in that, having my own business, that I started looking at retirement programs for myself, being a small business owner. To be honest, I got pretty frustrated with the options that were out there. Mm-hmm. I got overwhelmed, and because there was so much information that honestly, I didn't really do anything. I was frustrated. And then what ended up happening is we were buying our house, and I came across the strategy that I've been now practicing for 10 years, 12 years, and just dove right in. It was a perfect fit for my situation, for what I was doing. And so I started doing that with my personal expenses, my personal money. And then I started teaching people how to do this about 10 years ago. And that's when I met this guy. We ended up partnering about a year and a half, 2 years ago on Infinite Wealth Consultants. And here we are now.
Awesome.
Great. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas. I went into the Army right after high school, got a degree in accounting, got a job working for PricewaterhouseCoopers. And then, as you'd mentioned, CFO. And then I liked the job. But you know what? The problem was I wanted to be home more with the kids. Mm-hmm. So I thought, hey, if I start my own business, I can control my own hours. But little did I know that I never worked so hard than working for myself. So I started a CPA firm. And then about in 2007, I was working really closely with my financial planner at the time. And I was actually in the process of getting licensed, and I was going to be more active in helping my clients with their money. But then, as you know, 2008 happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the stomach to sit across a client and say, you did everything right, but to no fault of your own, your 401k is now a 201k. Mm-hmm. And I saw that firsthand when I had my CPA firm sitting across people that, hey, I maxed out my 401k. I paid off my house. I stayed out of debt. I did everything you and Wall Street told me to do. And now I've lost almost everything, right? So what I realized that I was on the same path that they were. Mm. And I looked, there was a crash in 2008. Mm-hmm. And there was a crash in 2000. And there was one in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s. Historically, there is a crash, or Wall Street likes to say correction, about every 10 years. And I realized if I didn't do anything different, then I'm going to be on the same path that they are. So more out of the selfish reasons, I got scared. Like, I need to do something different. So I noticed some of my clients didn't get punched in the gut. They were actually thriving during that time.
Wow.
So I searched for mentors. Like, what are you doing different than anybody else? And more importantly, what is your mindset? Because mm-hmm. a lot of it of what we do is determined from how we think,
right,
and how we perceive things. So what books are you reading? You know, who are you hanging out with? Mm-hmm. What, then I wanted to know, okay, now where are you putting your money? So I started following the principles that they were doing. And then my clients would say, hey, I don't trust Wall Street. What should I do? I'm like, well, here's what I'm doing. So they started following me, and then eventually I turned that into a business. And then I had a CPA firm, and I had a growing financial services firm. But oh, and I also had a family somewhere over here, mm-hmm. right? The whole reason why I wanted to be an entrepreneur was so I could spend time with them. And I realized that I wasn't down that path. And my daughter at the time made it very clear she was going away to college. Mm-hmm. And I made it very clear to her that she's going to an online all-girls Christian academy. Right? You guys wait till your kids are to go. Your daughter goes to college. And
you, how did that work out for you?
Unfortunately, there isn't an online all-girls Christian academy. Okay? So I figured, hey, if she wins, I want to spend more time with her. So it to me, it was very easy. I sold my CPA firm and started teaching people these principles, particularly the infinite banking concept. So I've been doing that for 10 years. And then Cameron and I joined forces a few years ago, and here we are.
That's great. I love both your stories. I mean, and you guys as a partnership, maybe you can talk a little bit about your partnership and how you guys became partners. I think you guys are unique. You guys seem like you work well together, and I would love working at your office. It sounds like you guys have fun every day.
Well, I would say a partnership is like a marriage, right?
It really is.
That honeymoon period, everything is great, but if things aren't great, it's like a divorce. And I've been in partnerships before, and they didn't work out well. But with Cameron and I, like my last partner, a very good guy, but he valued money and I valued time. So the problem is our goals were different. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work less. I was fine with the amount of money I was making, but he wanted to make more money. So we had this conflict and it didn't work out. But with Cameron and I've known him going on 12 years. Like, our values are very similar, and we do get along pretty well. It may not sound like it on here, because we're almost like a brother relationship where we're always kind of digging at each other, but it makes it more enjoyable here to work. And most of the jokes are at Cameron's expense. So it's a win-win.
And he takes it pretty well.
Yes, he does.
Anthony doesn't bother me one bit. But what I will say is that, man, in this industry, you know, what I've found is that it can be very isolating. I'm sure you guys have gone through it. And I'm sure it's not just this industry. It's every entrepreneur, every business owner, right? You come in the morning, you check in, you get there before everybody else, you stay there later than everybody else, and then you go home and try to spend time with your kids. And if you let that kind of continue, I mean, that is what you end up doing. And so Anthony and I both are on the same page as far as we've been there, we've done that. We've kind of had two separate businesses over the years, and we don't want to do that anymore, right? We'd rather kind of go and build something that's great, serve a whole bunch of clients, and have fun doing it together.
Yeah. You know, and one advice somebody had given me early on, they said that if you want to go fast, go by yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go far, take somebody with you. And when I first sold my firm, I was doing everything myself, mm-hmm. and I was going fast. But the problem then I got burnt out. Like everything is on my shoulders.
Right.
But now with Cameron, with our partnership slash marriage, like we are able to divide things out. And so it allows us to go far. And I do think now we're actually going fast and far.
Yeah. And I think that's typically with partnerships, you know, you probably have your unique ability, your strengths. What are some of your strengths, within the company? What do you guys do?
I want to hear Cameron's strengths. Good hair, I'd say.
I know you're envious of his hair. Yeah.
Right?
I would tell you that I am, you know, believe it or not, as Anthony talks quite a bit on the podcast, but in real life, I would probably say I'm more outgoing, more personable. So I would say that I'm really good with customer service and kind of building relationships with somebody. And I would say that Anthony, he's awesome. He's got a great talent for processes. So every time something has come up, whether it's good or bad, it's always been kind of turned into a process or a procedure. And so I rely on this guy for those processes. And to be honest, my organization is not the best. So
that's key though, right there. You know, the relationship building and the processes, that's key.
Let me just add a little bit more about, thank you for the compliment, Cameron. This is like,
it's the only one he's going to get. Yeah.
His head just blew up.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So I don't do taxes anymore. Right. But I've been a CPA for over 20 years, but I do say taxes are like the mob. It keeps pulling me back in. And I'm always getting these tax questions. So I think even though I don't prepare taxes anymore, you know, I have a good understanding of the big picture on how taxes flow and how some of our decisions can be made to minimize taxes, not just in the current year, but over the long term as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes a total sense. And I can see why you guys work well together, mm-hmm. and the chemistry there.
Absolutely.
What do you guys, as far as like with Infinite, your company now, Infinite Wealth Builders, what is that? What do you guys do for clients? What's your day-to-day company look like? How do you service clients? What's the concept behind the business?
I would say one thing we wanted to do is, or one thing we did not want to do is be a jack of all trades, master of none. A lot of times if you're in the financial services space, one company does really everything. But we don't do anything with Wall Street whatsoever. Our focus is the infinite banking concept. And our goal is that we want to be one of the best in the country in regards to helping people incorporate this concept, learn it, and help them achieve their goals. So all we focus on is this strategy and this concept. But with this concept, it's not an either or. It's not do infinite banking or real estate or start your business. What is great about this is we call it a and asset, that we want you to invest in things that you know. Mm-hmm. We want you to invest into real estate or invest in the business. But when we're able to incorporate the infinite banking system or concept, it allows you to achieve the goals that you want actually with more certainty and in a faster time and paying less in taxes.
Mm-hmm. Can you go ahead and, since you talked about the infinite banking concept, can you get into that a little bit? And people that, even for myself, like what is it? What's the concepts behind it? And maybe get it real elementary level. What's the details about it?
Perfect. Now, I'm going to answer your question with a question.
Okay. That's perfect.
Do you use a rewards credit card?
Yes.
Okay. So,
two of them.
Why do you use rewards credit card as opposed to just paying cash?
Because I fly year round for free.
Yeah, because you add that one extra step, you get some extra benefits, whether it's miles, cash back, travel. Okay, if you can understand that, you can understand infinite banking. The only difference is we're adding one extra step, the infinite banking concept. And instead of getting miles, you're going to get uninterrupted compound interest on your money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the biggest things here, and really in anything, is product versus process. Right? So, let me ask you another question. What's your favorite athlete?
Michael Jordan.
Okay. I knew that, by the way.
Basketball is probably one of the – basketball and wrestling were probably the two answers that are – but
or wrestling?
People really bring up wrestling? Anyways.
Well, you know, let's use a golfer, okay? So Tiger Woods,
okay,
right? Would you rather have Tiger Woods' golf club – or Tiger Woods' swing?
His swing.
Right? Yeah, because anybody can buy the product.
Right.
You can go out and buy his club, which is a product, but the important thing is the process, is the actual swing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's kind of – and what we found with infinite banking, 20% of your results are going to be on your product. And 80% is going to be on the process and really how you use it.
So let me elaborate on those two, right? So Anthony just kind of broke down IBC into two different categories, the product versus the product, mm-hmm. the process.
Mm-hmm.
The product that you want to use the infinite banking strategy is what we use is a whole life insurance mm-hmm. policy.
Okay.
But it's a very specific one. It's not the whole life insurance or life insurance that your parents owned. Right. This one is actually built and designed for cash accumulation. And so it's completely different than the policies that you hear, all the talking and gurus on the radio and TV address. Right. Where they say whole life mm-hmm. insurance, terrible investment, this
mm-hmm.
and that.
Mm-hmm.
The policies that they're referring to, I completely agree with them, is that that's not something that I would personally put my money into. But what we're using is something that's completely different. And so what we're going to be using is we're going to use a whole life insurance policy. And so we're going to try to get as much cash into this policy as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's designed for cash. And so we'll actually minimize the death benefit because that's secondary to what we're trying to do.
Okay.
And then what the process is where we're actually going to take a loan against our cash value.
Okay.
And what Anthony had emphasized a minute ago is we can't emphasize that portion enough, which is the compound interest piece.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two ways you can access money inside of a policy. You can actually just surrender it and take it out, or you can put it up as collateral and take a loan against it. And that is more beneficial when you're in the accumulation phase. So let me give you an example. Let's say we've got $100,000 of cash value in a policy,
mm-hmm.
and we want to turn around and we have an opportunity to go buy a turnkey rental property.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that we take the down payment and we can take a loan against our cash value and we go make the down payment for the rental property.
Okay.
Now what we've done by taking a loan against it is we've left our cash sitting inside of our policy, and that policy will earn, let's say it's around 3.5% to 4.5% in there, and that's tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I tell everybody, what Anthony was referencing was the product and putting your money into a policy, that is not going to make you wealthy, right? It's probably the best. It is the best place that we found that you can put money to retain control, ownership, access, but that's not what's going to set you apart in life. What's going to set you apart in life is finding opportunities to create wealth. And that's why we're in touch with you guys, is because the products that you guys have work really well with having these policies as collateral.
Mm-hmm.
So let me continue that example. As we take the down payment as a loan against the policy, we go secure that asset. And now what we do is we've got income that's going to come off that policy or off that asset, right?
Mm-hmm.
The turnkey rental property. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that income, and that income is going to flow back through us and go replenish the loan or repay the loan that we took against our cash value. And now what happens if you run that out just on one property, let's say you pay that rental property off in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is not only do you have a paid off rental property, that's cash flowing for you, but you still have the original $100,000 that was in there from day one that continued to earn for you. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a couple of examples on our website and that goes through the numbers, right? That's probably the most common question that we get asked from our clients that are real estate investors mm-hmm. is, hey, should I be buying these properties with cash or should I be taking a policy loan? And so we've laid this out many, many times. And so we decided to finally get a little more efficient and make it a video.
Nice.
So we've got that on our website. We'll share it with you guys in the notes. So we go painstakingly through the numbers.
Okay, awesome. And can you, just curious, a couple questions on that. Yeah. As far as borrowing, what kind of amounts do these lenders or banks, you know, lend at? And like what kind of loan to, I guess, the value? So if it's $100,000 cash amount, what kind of, how much are they allowing you to borrow against it? And then what kind of rates and terms do they require?
Yeah. Well, now the cash value that's inside your policy, you have access to loan against it. And most insurance companies will loan 95%. So you have $100,000 in there. You can borrow 95% of it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, but here's the thing. When we're buying that property, we're not using your money. We're not using the money from the policy. We're using the insurance company's money.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece is key because since we're using somebody else's money, we do need to pay them interest. Mm-hmm. However, since we never took the money out of your policy, your cash value is continuing to grow even though you are using it. Now, the borrowing rates that they will charge, typically the insurance companies charge 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, most people get caught up. Wait a minute. I have to borrow 5% to borrow my own money. But the problem is you got to look at the big picture. We're not borrowing your money. We're using the insurance company's money. Mm-hmm. Your money is still inside the policy, still compounding.
Correct.
And the cool part is that compounding is tax free. And if you use a policy loan for investment purposes, that is just like a mortgage would be for a property. It is tax deductible. So that 5%, depending on your tax bracket, might actually be 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it even better, we also work with some banks that will do the same thing against the policy. So they use the policy as collateral instead of borrowing the insurance company's money. We borrow the bank's money.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the advantages of that, probably the biggest one, yeah. is the interest rate is much less.
Mm. So, but you're right still making now, like a 4.5-4%, right? So, I mean, even if you look at like numbers to numbers, it's maybe equivalent. You might only be, let's say, 1%, right? I guess if you're, yeah.
Well, you know, as Cameron said, your policy is growing between 3.5-4.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's after taxes, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. some of the banks will loan 100% of your cash value. So not 95, 100%. And they're charging 3.2%. And if that's tax deductible, that could be a net cost of say 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But your policy is still in there growing. Your money never breaks the compound interest curve. And like a little story, what my daughter is doing, she's a senior in college. We've used a policy to finance her school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now when she graduates, instead of having student loans, she's going to have policy loans. And so we're going to advise her, you know, all your coworkers have student loans.
Mm-hmm.
But you have policy loans and they're better, much better, because you pay a student loan and you never see that dollar again.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay it back into the policy. It's going, it's replenishing your policy and you can reuse that money.
Yeah.
And now with her, we're actually going in halvesies on a rental property. So what she's doing is, we're borrowing money against her policy and we're going to buy the rental property. We're going to take that cash flow and repay back the policy. Now, at some point, that loan's going to be repaid. But here's the cool thing. So it's repaid. And since we never took money out of her policy, her cash value continued to grow over all that time. Mm-hmm. Wow. So she has the same cash value as if she would not have used it. But now, and she has one cash flowing property.
Yeah.
And so you know what we're going to do? Well, what I say is then we hit the repeat button. Like Cameron, because he loves Paul Mitchell, would say...
We knew it was coming.
Right. You know, it was coming. And this is a new one. Cameron hasn't heard this one. I've been telling it to clients, but Cameron hasn't been around. But, you know, just a little side note, Cameron and I joke a lot and I say that
we love it.
Paul Mitchell products. But
so. You're just envious of his hair. So, yeah, you're just jealous.
I'm not denying. I am jealous.
Now we know what to buy Cameron for Christmas.
So I'm going to tell my daughter to hit the repeat button, and Cameron will tell his kids rinse and repeat. And what we're going to do. Yeah. So what we're going to do is now she has one cash flowing property and all the money back into her policy. So we're going to do it again. So now she's going to buy a second rental property, but now we have cash flow from property one and cash flow from property two. So in theory, we can pay that loan back twice as fast.
Wow.
And then you know what we're going to do?
Do it again.
Rinse and repeat.
Repeat. Right. I'm getting it.
And can you?
The whole point is she's funding this policy because by now I'm paying the premiums. But when she graduates, in addition to me giving her the Becoming Your Own Banker book, I'm also going to give her the premium payments to start making. But so she's just funding this policy that's growing at a modest, say 3-4%. You know. But and she's going to be accumulating some other assets,
right?
Whether it's real estate, real estate, or any cash flowing asset.
Can you borrow again? And will the banks or the insurance let you do whatever you want with the money? Is that a stupid
exactly? Yeah. So here's the cool thing. Okay, I know you guys have had some mortgages, right? And they are scrutinizing, right? They want to know what are you using it for? When are you paying it back?
Right.
All right. What's the collateral? All right. Here, I mean, so you have to run all these loops. You have to qualify. But here's the cool thing with Infinite Banking and the policies and the companies that we use. There is no qualification. They're only going to ask you two questions: how much and where do you want us to send the money?
Awesome.
Okay. This loan is not reported on your credit. So it's not going to affect your credit score. Okay. There is no obligation or any specific amount of time that you need to pay it back. Because, you know, people are going to have some difficulty. We're going to have some great times. We're going to have some lean times. But what is great when we're using the money from the policy, when we're in those lean times, we can skip some payments. We could not have any loan repayments, which works well, particularly with a lot of our clients that are flippers. They're going to take the money out and invest in it and invest in what they know in their property. And they're not going to pay the loan back until they sell it. But the cool thing is once they sell it, now they have a chunk of money. They need somewhere to put it.
Right.
So we're going to put it back in the life insurance where you have access to it. Grows at a good return. And also each state's different, but every state has some level of asset protection. In the state of Texas, as the same in Nevada, 100% of your cash value is protected from lawsuits.
Wow.
So we just have the, and so, you know, we didn't talk anything about death benefit.
Yeah.
We're just, what we just want, we want a place that a safe place to store cash. And when we evaluate safe places, we have the, we call the three C's, right? We're looking for certainty that we know the money is going to be there, that we're not going to lose it. that we have control of it. So when we want it, we can access it, right. it with no penalties mm-hmm. and no questions asked. And then finally, we look for collateral, meaning that we can borrow against it. Mm-hmm. So the money's still in there growing as we are using the cash.
It's awesome. Yeah, and we appreciate you guys going into that much detail.
Absolutely. And I mean, just breaking it down for our listeners to understand that it's such a cool concept.
So now say we have a listener that, maybe like you guys live in Nevada. So Nevada got a lot of investors got really hurt in 7 and 8 Vegas. So say they lost a bunch of homes, right? And they're still rebuilding their credit. Can they still use this concept, or are they going to have some restrictions, on borrowing and all that,
No, there'll be zero restrictions on borrowing. Okay. None of this is reported. This is all just kind of personal contracts between you and the insurance company.
And why would you say you hear the negative about like whole life and buying whole life policy? Like, so what, tell me what they're saying is negative to what you guys are saying. Like, I guess what's the big difference?
Yeah. I'm sure we both have stuff to say.
Oh yeah.
So let me hit the first one. The first one is kind of like I mentioned before, is the policy design is so crucial. Right? It really is. Mm-hmm. And when you send in a premium to insurance company, mm-hmm. is you can choose where you want those dollars to go. You can have it either go to the base, which is the insurance piece of it, or you can have it go to cash value. Mm-hmm. And very few people understand, more are starting to understand, but the importance of the riders, which is that cash value portion of it. So mm-hmm. when you hear somebody, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, say that whole life insurance is a terrible place to store money, that they're talking about the policies that have 100% of that premium allocated to the insurance portion of that policy. Okay. And when you do that, you end up with zero, very little cash value in the first, 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I look at that and I think to myself, I totally agree. I'm not going to put my money there. I don't, that's not what I'm doing. But if when I say properly designed, if you can utilize some of the riders that allow us to dump cash into the policy mm-hmm. In the first year, second year, and just continue it on. If you design it correctly, now what you start to see is you see what the IBC community sees, the infinite banking community sees, is you see this place that is really just a savings account and a checking account mm-hmm. that ends up earning you a great rate of return that you now have got access to. And so the first thing that that you hear about when somebody talks about infinite banking or whole life insurance is the policy design is 90% of the time they're looking at old products, old policies. Anthony and I always call them your parents' policies.
Right?
It's all the old stuff. Mm-hmm. What we're able to do now with the policies and what some of the companies have done recently is they're embracing what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Before it was, they had just very few policies mm-hmm. on the shelf and you just kind of had to use they had available to you. Today, we've got companies that are embracing the way that we're designing policies and they're designing policies for cash accumulation. And so those are the types of companies that we work with.
You know what, our ad, just like we talked about earlier between product versus process mm-hmm. or Tiger Woods swing versus his club,
right?
The product is a policy. Mm-hmm. And as Cameron said, the policy is good, but that's not really going to help. That alone isn't going to help you achieve your goals. Mm-hmm. And when people are evaluating whole life, they're talking about your parents' whole life policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way we design it, we're having cash value from day one. And so we have clients that fund the policy, literally are taking a max loan 30 days later.
Wow.
And so the thing is similar, like when we were talking about my daughter, these other people are just evaluating the policy. And what I like to say, and I got this from, is that two compliments, Cameron? We're recording this, right?
Yeah, we got it, yeah.
Okay. So somebody's evaluating the product or my daughter's policy, right? And that's what is seen. You can see, the cash value. You can see the growth, but what you can't see is all the properties my daughter is going to have by rinse and repeating. Mm.
And so, there's still a death policy to all of this, correct? With on these?
Yeah, since it is life insurance, there is going to be a death benefit, which I know we should actually talk about it more because, you know, nobody thinks they're going to die.
We get excited about the cash value.
Yeah.
You know what? I see that.
Yeah. But I mean, like for Joni and I, like just to give you an example, like, yeah, we're heavily invested in real estate. We got several businesses, but we didn't want our parents, like literally our parents do have the whole life and all that, because that was what was taught to them. And that's what their financial advisor told them to do. Joni and I took a total different, and we went term because we just wanted something that if one of us should die or if I should die, I don't want to leave her with, you know, I want to be able to pay off all our lenders, all our rental properties so that she's taken care of, or both of us, then our kids are taken care of. But we just bought a term because it, you know, just in case we do die, but not,
I would say on that note, I was the same way until I heard about infinite banking. And actually this week, one of my clients had the same attitude that you have, Sean. Hey, I'm going to buy term, invest a difference. Mm-hmm. But what we got to remember again, that this is an and asset. Mm-hmm. We're not saying put it in life insurance or real estate. We want you to invest in real estate.
Right.
And what I did for this individual, I actually ran the numbers, and we're going to create a video about this as well, but he was putting in 20 grand a year. And so he's investing, then, but he has term expense. Mm-hmm. So we took it into account, his 20,000 by term and invest the difference. After 30 years, he, by earning 10% is what he said he could do. He had $2 million at the end of 30 years. Wow. Okay. So what I also did is I took his policy and said, well, what if we take, as soon as that money comes in, we turn around and take a loan out, mm-hmm. and then we invest in the same thing he's investing in. And at the end of 3 years, we had $3 million, but he's still putting in 20 grand.
Yeah.
On both sides. And the big difference is the uninterrupted compound interest. Because even though he took the money from his policy, it's still growing.
Yeah.
So we took into account the interest paying the insurance company, mm-hmm. and that's tax deductible. Also, he doesn't have term insurance.
That's awesome.
So you can have your cake and eat it too. So with infinite banking, again, particularly for real estate investors or whatever investor you are, mm-hmm. just like a rewards credit card, you're going to get some extra bonuses. We still want you to do the exact same thing. We're just going to add one extra step. By running it through that policy, you're going to have more cash at the end of the day.
And I think it's awesome. And yes. You guys, and you put it all together, and I like how we can kind of, I guess, close a little bit with the policy, the product, going back to your product, and then you guys being the what's the guy that teaches the I don't know nothing about golf.
Coach?
Coach or the tennis coach. I was going to say tennis coach, and it's not a tennis coach. What's the golf coach?
I think he's called
a
coach.
Golf
coach? Okay. You know, teaching you the swing, you know, and how to actually use that, you know, the process and how to structure it and how to use it effectively, and then even introduce you to areas and that they can invest in. So, which is you guys are that coach and that process and that technique, using a particular product. So how can they get involved with you guys? How can they work with you guys? What can you do for our listeners that, if they want to take advantage of this?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is reach out to us. If you guys have questions, is schedule a 15 minute phone call with us, and we'll ask you some questions about your scenario, and we'll be completely upfront with you, is infinite banking is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we use, kind of a discovery phone call is what we call it, is we're going to tell you if it's not a good fit. Mm-hmm. And if it is a good fit, we'll tell you why it's a good fit and how it's going to work in there. And then we kind of move on our process. So if there's questions you think you're kind of wondering, is we'll put a link in the show notes. I'll get that over to you guys where they can schedule
awesome.
A phone call with us.
Yeah.
And then the other option would be is we've got a course, infinitewealthcourse.com. Mm-hmm. And actually what we'll do is, do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is we actually charge $500 for individuals that are not clients. But if your listeners are listening and would like access to that course, we'll actually provide you guys with the link so you can get free access to the course where you can That'd go awesome in there.
That is great.
Yeah,
yes,
we really appreciate that. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, we've put a lot of really good information in there from kind of the overview, more in depth of what we covered today. But we've also got case studies in there. We've got kind of our biases on certain products and why we use those. A ton of really good information. So we'll give you guys that link and your listeners can jump in there and just look around. And hey, after that, if you want to call us, great. Yeah, those two resources. And then Anthony's got one more.
Yeah, I would say that link will be the Infinite Wealth Course. Or shoot, is it Infinite Wealth Consultants? I get it to you.
Okay. Yes, get us the link. And
it's one or the other. Then it'll be / Texas Turnkey.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah. But, and I would say my second favorite video on there is a question we get all the time, is should I get a 15 or a 30-year mortgage, right? And so what we've done is we say this all the time, is that we do the math. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of really dive deep in the math to see which one is better. And I'm going to tell you the answer, okay? 15 and a 30 or paying in cash, the numbers are all the same. Mm-hmm. But there's advantages and disadvantages to each. So we dive in deep to the advantages of all of them. Because really what we view ourselves as educators or as coaches, mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is spread the word of infinite banking concept. And if you want to learn, great, we'll help you. But if it's not for you, that's fine.
Right.
So they can get access to the course. We're not going to call them. We're not going to bug them. You know, our thing is, if you see how this works, if you want to learn more, you're going to contact us. But if you don't, then I'm not going to bother you. I hate it when people call me when I'm not ready or I didn't ask for it.
So. Yes.
Yeah. No, we appreciate
it. I'm loving the concept and I want to learn more about it. So I'll definitely be getting that course. And yes, absolutely. And thank you for giving that discount to our listeners.
That's a huge, so everybody absolutely needs to take advantage of that. I think, and we have just people in our organization that I think would love to. Oh.
That could be our next course, actually. Yeah. We do actually a course, you know, once a quarter with our group, so that might be something to do. Yeah. So thanks for that.
You know what it was? I was looking for Caddy, because wasn't that the business that you ran? So Caddy was the, and I don't know if they're necessarily a coach. I think they help the golfers, but anyway, sorry. Yeah, that's what I was looking for, and I remembered hearing that in your story. So
So thank you guys for being with us today. Send that link out so we can get it over to our listeners. And anything else to say?
No, I think I want to finish with asking you both, if somebody was just getting started, what would you recommend? Because we have a lot of people that are just getting started in real estate or just looking at it. How would you get started? Not necessarily in real estate, but just getting started out. Maybe they just graduated financially. All your years of experience, what would you guys do?
You know, I'm going to go back to the product versus process. A lot of times people, they're hungry. Okay, all right, I want to start buying. I want to start doing something. But we need to understand the process first. And that process is going to be your mindset, mm-hmm. right? Because you're going to have obstacles. And on that, one of my favorite books is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can actually see it, but it's, you know, you've heard of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, mm-hmm. where he's comparing, you know, his rich dad and poor dad. Mm-hmm. But what he's talking about is similar, the mindset between millionaires and non-millionaires. But he goes a little bit deeper into our mindset. Like, for example, when we come against an issue that's in front of our success, like the poor people will see that as a roadblock, mm-hmm. and turn back. Mm-hmm. But the wealthy are going to see that as an obstacle, and they're going to find a way around, or underneath. And then when they get over on that other side, not only did they overcome that roadblock, mm-hmm. but now they have the experience. So the next roadblock they get, they're going to be able to overcome it faster.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That is so cool. Yeah. Love it.
And Cameron?
Two things real quick, just to end it. Well, number one is what I would tell somebody if they're just getting started in their kind of financial road is, for me, probably the most basic thing that I think is often overlooked is that words and definitions are important. And so if someone's just getting started to head down this road, you need to understand the difference between saving, investing, and speculating. In our industry, those three words are used interchangeably, and they do not mean the same thing.
Right.
And there's such a drastic difference between those three. And then the other piece to it would be, if figure out what you want and then go find a mentor, somebody that's already doing it, and provide value to them and just mirror them as long as you need to.
That's and key. We actually did a podcast on the difference between savings, investing, and speculating. So that's recommend that. That would be a good place.
Yeah. So your podcast, you want to mention where to find you on your podcast?
Yeah, we are the Infinite Wealth Podcast. We're on all of the major platforms. And you can also find a link to subscribe on our website, Infinite Wealth Podcast. So we talk probably half the time about infinite banking and pros and cons and how to use a policy. Then the other half is going to be
Cameron's hair.
Is what?
Cameron's hair.
Okay. Well, that's actually, you're right. Okay. A quarter of it's going to be on Cameron's hair, right? And then the other quarter is going to be, how do you use it? Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, we had you guys on our podcast. Yeah. We've had hard money lenders. I mean, we have all sorts of different things because what we're trying to do is create value.
Right.
I mean, our clients are sitting on a lot of cash, but they need some guidance on how to use it. So part of our podcast is bringing in trusted guests so we can ask questions. But even still, we still want them. We want our clients to be financially independent. But not just in the mindset, but I'm sorry, not just in the dollars, but also the sense as in the mindset. So
makes sense.
Sweet.
Just because we say, hey, you should check out Texas Turnkey, that doesn't mean
doesn't mean write a check. That means you gotta check them out.
Yes.
What it means, do your due diligence.
Because
for you to be financially independent, the most important thing is gonna be your sense.
Right.
So you need to start learning how to ask questions and doing your due diligence.
That's great advice. No, we appreciate it. And I think, man, everybody, I hope, got a
ton of... There's a lot of value in this podcast. So I'm excited for our listeners to get some feedback on this. Yes.
And again, we appreciate the generous offer. And I highly recommend people take advantage of that. And reach out to these guys. Listen to their podcast.
Yes.
I think you'll learn a ton from both of them. So until next week, we'll see you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Make it a fantastic day.
Take care.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.